This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So, folks, I spent a day and a half out at French Quarter Fest. All I can say is, wow. It was incredibly run. It was incredibly organized. They made everything very, very easy to kind of meander through. They might have been a little bit of a victim of their own success because there were a lot of people out there enjoying it the same way I did. Emily Madero, president and CEO of French Quarter Fest, joins us. Emily, congratulations. Job well done.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a beautiful weekend.
You had the weather gods on your side. I don't know what the name of your guardian angel is, but I think everyone wants the name of that guardian angel for sure.
I know. Well, I feel like we earned it. We put in some good karma, and we paid our dues with some rainy days over the years. But, you know, our team works so hard to plan everything meticulously, but it doesn't matter, you know, how much strategy and planning we put in place. We really, it really is the weather ultimately that affects how people feel out there. So we were really blessed with sunshine, warm days, and low humidity.
Now, you could tell people were just having a damn good time. A lot of food opportunity, a lot of drink opportunity. We sat in Jackson Square for probably 3 hours, just kind of people watching, listening to the band there. Just had a great time talking to folks, and it was great. And the way that y'all did the kind of the checkpoints relative to bags and otherwise, I thought was really well done. And it was not overly intrusive, but enough to know that, you know, people felt good about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we stretch out throughout the whole French Quarter. And of course, there are very small stages sprinkled through Royal Street and over at the BK House where we don't have bag checks. But especially where we get those really large crowds, we want to make sure that people are safe. And also making sure that people are coming out, that they're enjoying the food from the food vendors because they work so hard to make it a success. And part of the way that we can keep it free for everybody is selling beverages. So, you know, we want to make sure that it feels comfortable and welcoming. We don't certainly want you waiting in lines, but we do feel a tremendous amount of responsibility to keep it safe and family friendly.
So did we set a record or no?
We sure did. We sure did. You know, we had, of course, you know, we use gate clicks and sales and hotel occupancy, but our estimate is we had about 950,000 people out there over the course of 4 days. So luckily, not all at once, but certainly every day we were out there, you know, was a beautiful day of sunshine. And, you know, I felt we had a lot of visitors. We heard from our partners in the hotel industry that they were looking at really great occupancy, and there was lots of flights coming into MSY. But I don't know what you felt, but I really felt like our locals really came out. It felt like a family reunion out there. It felt like the New Orleans community really embraced the festival. They enjoyed it, you know, and it's such a diverse lineup that there's something for everybody. You know, you're probably experiencing something totally different at Jackson Square than if you walked two blocks over to the riverfront. So it was just a really wonderful feeling. My cup is full. I'm definitely full of gratitude and full of joy. We had a tremendous sense of community and fellowship out there with all of our New Orleanians that came out.
That is a huge number, 950,000 attendees over a four-day period of time. I've talked to a number of folks that run businesses in the French Quarter, and they said they had record numbers as well, which is exciting to hear. So everyone benefited from the effort that y'all put in. I want to thank you, all of your volunteers, everybody that worked so hard to put it on. Y'all really hit the mark this year.
Well, it certainly takes a village, and, you know, we want it to be fun. We want it to be a celebration. We love the music. We love the food. But an important part of why we do this every year is to make sure that, you know, we're doing it in a way that brings economic benefit to not only our vendors, but the city of New Orleans. So I have no doubt that our food vendors, our hotels, the retailers, and everybody involved are hopefully getting some rest after a very busy weekend. But we're really excited, and I think everybody did very well.
Well, I have to tell you, I blame you for this diet that I've had to be on since that weekend.
You just got to get your steps in. You
it's
know?
All your fault, Emily Madero.
Don't count during festival because you're walking so many steps. I met a woman from California at the Omni Royal Orleans on Saturday night, and she was here from California with her mother. They come every year. It's a mother-daughter reunion. And first of all, I overheard her, and it was so wonderful to hear her talk about how clean and safe she felt the city was, because, of course, that's a challenge that we face. But it was great to hear her say that. And then she told me that she had 31,000 steps. So
yeah, that's awesome. Emily, I apologize.
We're making sure to get around.
We're running short on time, but congratulations again. Thank you so much for joining us.
We appreciate you.
We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.